But yesterday, during the minister's statement, she did indicate that she would reverse the decision of the previous minister and would retain the courthouse estate as previously indicated for closure. It is an absolutely welcome, brave decision by the minister and one that I wholeheartedly support. I know that the people of Strabane and my own constituency of West Tyrone felt very strongly about the further removal of necessary services in the area. And I also know that the legal sector, solicitors, barristers, will be very happy with the decision because they too put forward a very united, strong and determined fight to ensure that this facility was retained. Yesterday was a starting point in that. I would hope that it is not a temporary reprieve, that I would hope that this is a permanent decision for the minister and the wider interest of the people of the Strabane area, and that they get sufficient access to justice, because that's what this is about. This is about the victims and the people that are travelling to court.
And not only is it welcoming for the legal sector, but also local businesses will welcome the retention of the courthouse.
Absolutely, and that's one of the points of ensuring that the courthouse is used further than the sitting days of the court. I think that local businesses will absolutely be happy with the decision and any further enhancement of the services. Retaining the court estate is absolutely necessary. It's fundamental to access for justice. It is a local courthouse in the town centre, and it would have been a considerable loss. And I would also hope in review of the court estate that the minister would also consider ensuring that there's disabled access in both courthouses in my constituency.